You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
God bless football, Billy Gill.
God bless football, Mikey, eh?
God bless football in the same room, Stugatz.
Billy, if you had to guess how many times me and Mikey A have actually, in all the time we've known each other, which I think is about, I don't know, 12?
About a decade.
Decade plus, I feel like. If I were to ask you how many times he and I have been in the same room together, you would guess what?
I'd say zero times since COVID.
Right.
I'd say maybe, and then you did the show from down here while he was in Connecticut. I'd say 12 times.
This is our second time.
Second.
Wow.
Second time.
I know, it's crazy. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
You look different.
Yeah, I'm older.
Yeah, so am I. So am I. And my back hurts.
You guys sound like you're in the lobby of a hotel, I got to tell you.
Well, we are, Billy. Thanks. I was just going to say, we miss you here in Detroit, man.
No, I also imagine that the people in the lobby of that hotel are like, what is happening and when is this going to end? Because you are loud in that lobby.
Oh, why? Is there an echo?
Yeah, a little bit of an echo, but also you just generally yell.
It's the hollow room. There's no one in this hotel. I mean,
oh.
They're all at the draft, getting ready for draft things. What's the matter, Mikey? You can't hear?
Yeah, my internet just cut out, so I can no longer hear Billy. I can have a conversation with you, and I can talk.
Oh, that's so great. Okay, so we are in a hotel lobby. Mikey lost internet already. Somehow I can still hear you, Billy. So, Billy, what are you excited for the draft? We have a draft party tonight. We're about to talk to three of the guys who will be selected. I want to say two guys in the top 15, both guys from Alabama, and the wide receiver from LSU, Brian Thomas. Did I get that right?
You did, Brian.
All right. Thomas, how about that? Brian Thomas Jr., probably in the top 25, the fourth wide receiver selected in tonight's draft. What are you most excited about, Billy? Is there anything?
I'm just excited that the draft is here. You know, I mean, the NFL season never stops, but today it feels like it starts again, even though it didn't stop and we just had free agency. I just like action. Tonight's a fun night. I know not a lot of people love the draft. I shouldn't say not a lot of people love the draft. I know not a lot of people in our environment love the draft.
Right.
I love the draft. I think it's going to be fun. I think tonight's going to be a great night. You guys are going to be out at DraftKings Social. There's going to be fans that are going to be there. They can kind of meet you guys if you want. You're going to be reacting live. We're going to have a live watch along in the studio that I guess I'm technically hosting. So we'll see. We'll see how today goes. It's going to be a fun day. I like the draft.
What do you mean technically hosting? You are hosting. You're the host of God Bless Football. What's the matter? You co-host the show with me. I mean,
I know, but because of the fact that we're in different locations and like the central hub is Miami, like I'm going to be the one tossing here and there and kind of directing traffic. So we'll see how this goes tonight, because if I'm going to be honest with you and if I'm going to, not do any shtick or anything, I suspect that there are going to be planned interruptions today that I'm unaware of. I suspect there will be disruptions to try to kind of derail the program of sorts and not the respect given to the NFL draft that I feel like you and I are trying to give it.
Why do you feel like that? I'm just like, what's going on? I think most people in our involved with our show love the draft. I think it's Dan who doesn't love the draft, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like they're going to be trying to do basketball stuff. And yeah, there's games going on, but today's draft day. This is a draft watch along. You guys flew to Troy, Michigan to cover the draft, not the NBA playoffs.
Detroitish.
Yeah, exactly right.
We'll be 30 minutes away from the draft.
Yeah, but you'll be there.
By the way, the person you should worry about most is me, because I got a big game three, Knicks and Sixers tonight, and I got a credential to an event I've never been to. I could go to the draft. I could just leave where we are in Detroitish and actually attend the draft, you know? And I might do it.
Okay. I would recommend watching the draft, since we're going to be doing a draft show. You know, you know, a little thing.
Anyway, I have a bold draft day prediction. How about that?
Okay.
I think Jaden Daniels is going to be better than Caleb Williams. How about that? Yep, I do. I think the Bears should take Jaden Daniels.
That's a different thing. He could be better.
Right.
Because of where he goes.
I understand that. I'm just saying, I think, based on the interviews that we've done, based on the people I have spoken to, I think that Jaden Daniels is going to be the better quarterback in the NFL.
I could see it.
Yeah, I do. Billy, than Caleb Williams. I really do.
So we'll check back on this prediction in 4 to 6 years and see if you were right, I guess.
Are you wondering about some of the people I spoke to, or what's going on there?
No, I trust you. I'm sure you're speaking to very informed people.
Mikey, we had two kids on, and you'll hear from them in just a second here, from Alabama.
It was Dallas Turner who said he made him feel small.
Yeah, Dallas Turner, Billy, is one of the best athletes I've ever seen. He said that when they played LSU, Jaden Daniels made him feel like a fool, made him feel unathletic. Said he was the best athlete on a field full of world-class athletes. I mean, it's pretty amazing, pretty incredible. So anyway, we're excited. That's my draft day, my bold draft day prediction. That's just based off of conversations with Brian Kelly. Also, I have another thing here, and I cannot reveal my sources. Okay. But I am hearing the Jets are going to try to move up and make a big splash in tonight's NFL draft. How about that?
Wow.
I do want them to make a big splash. Yeah, because I want Marvin Harrison. I do.
Oh.
Yeah. That's a splash.
Yeah, that's a splash.
That's a splash and a half.
Yes. That would be you have to get up to four to get him, I think, right?
Unless somebody moves up to four to grab J.J. McCarthy, who you love.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right, Mikey, who are we going to throw it to here? Who are we going to speak to?
I think we need to talk to Terrion Arnold first. He's probably going to be a top 10 to 15 pick.
Yep.
Out of Alabama, cornerback. He thinks he's the best defensive player in the game, and I'm not sure he's wrong.
I'm not certain he's wrong. Billy, I'm telling you, we spent about 15 minutes with this kid. He's the most confident kid I have ever met in my entire life, and the Jets don't need a cornerback, but I want them to make a splash by moving up to get him.
The best compliment I can give this interview and this kid is I hope he doesn't get drafted in the AFC East, because I don't want to root against him.
These Alabama kids, Billy. And Saban tries to hurt him. You'll find out. You will find out, Billy. All right. With that said, let's throw it to the cornerback from Alabama, who should be the first cornerback in the NFL draft tonight. Selected, it is Terrion Arnold from Alabama.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. You know, another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. And I remember it like it was yesterday, sitting back in my dad's pickup truck, me and my dad, Pappy, it's my granddad, I used to call him, fishing at the pond. I remember Dad and Pappy going back and forth saying, what is it about this new Miller Lite? Is it that it's less filling, or is it the great taste? What I wouldn't give to go back to those times. But you know one thing that Miller Lite does? Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
We'll be right back. You're pissed about your song, aren't you?
I definitely am.
Yeah, I know. Well, tell our listeners what happened. Like, what happened? What's going on with your song, Terrion?
So, after I got drafted, you get to walk up. You get to pick a walk-up song.
Yeah.
I was going to walk up to my own song, but apparently I can't right now.
It's your song.
Well, all these logistics that go into it, right. Stuff that I don't really know about.
Okay.
Like, right. I'm going to have the song streaming on all platforms.
Right. So you have to change songs, is what you're saying?
Yes.
What'd you pivot to?
Some one of the songs.
You don't even know what it is.
Yeah, I don't.
Terrion Arnold is with us. He's the best quarterback in the NFL draft this year. And he's with us. We're in the Procter & Gamble house. I had no idea I was showing up to a house today. Like, when they said the Procter & Gamble house, I thought it would be like, you know, somewhere in a hotel.
Yeah,
you did you realize you were showing up to a house today?
I don't even want to. You don't even want to know what I told Joe. Joe's my marketing guy. And I looked at him. I said, where are we at?
So you were just as surprised.
I think I was more surprised.
What are you doing with Old Spice, man?
With Old Spice, man, I partner with them. And, you know, they're doing something as far as with Big Brothers and just as far as giving back to the kids and giving them opportunity. A lot of kids, you know, they don't really graduate high school. Like, it's not, as they would say, a big deal. But to Old Spice and to, like, the people who really view it for what it is, I would say it is a big deal. Like, I even had a couple of friends who didn't graduate high school. And they're making kids and ensuring kids that you want to get with Old Spice and join a mentorship program.
Right.
And I want to say, like, even me being young, looking up to people, my granddad was my mentor. So for them doing that with the kids, it's something special, man. And just partnering with Big Brothers and Big Sisters, they got something great going on.
That is very cool, man. I'm proud of you. That's good stuff. You're giving back to the community already, right?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, that's just natural. I don't even consider that giving back. I just consider it just
part of the job.
Yeah, doing what you're supposed to do.
It's what you should do.
Yeah, you
right?
Don't get, as they would say,
you're
like,
doing
you don't
the
get,
right thing, man.
Yeah, as they would say, you don't get no cool points for that. You're doing what you're supposed to do.
Right. Have you ever seen this much shampoo and deodorant in your entire life?
Nah. Well, nah, at Walmart, I have.
Wait, so if you're using the stick, do you go stick or spray when you use the Old Spice? Spray. You go spray? So how many sprays under the arm?
Today?
Yeah. Well, just in general, how many sprays?
Oh, in general?
Yeah.
Probably two.
Two?
Yeah. I'm not a big, like, as they would say, just shh. No, I'm more of like a
yeah, what if you're rolling on though? What do you do?
If I'm what?
If you have to roll it on.
Like, oh, man, yeah, probably about six.
Like six. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Why are you the best quarterback in the draft?
I'm the best quarterback in the draft, obviously, because your tape is your resume. I feel like there's nobody who's done what I've done this year in this year's draft class. I can play outside, play inside. I'm physical. But then on top of that, like, what comes off the field? Off the field, I understand the importance of camaraderie. And then I think I'm a great teammate. Like, I really want my teammates to hold me accountable, and I pride myself on holding my teammates accountable.
Were you surprised that Nick Saban retired?
Yes and no.
Give me the no part of it.
The no part was just for him to say that he's going to retire when he feels like he becomes a liability. That's what he always told us. I'm going to retire when I become like a liability. I don't want the guys to force me out of the game. I want to be able to just walk out on my own. And I'll know when the time is. And I didn't think he was becoming a liability anytime soon.
Right, but he thought it. Like, he thought the game was passing him by a little bit because of NIL.
Oh, definitely NIL. Like, yeah. he don't. Nah.
It bothers him, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
he don't believe in that. He don't believe in that at all.
But it might have been his best coaching job ever this past season.
It definitely was. Yeah. It definitely was, man. Coach Saban, like, being under him and just learning from him, the guy's a perfectionist, man.
Right.
So everything that he taught us and instilled in us, I've taken that with me, and I'll take it with me to the next level.
If Saban is still there, are you still there?
No.
Why are you giving me that look?
Glad to look at your emphasizer. Nah.
That's a definite no.
Nah.
Right, but do you feel like some players left because he left?
Most definitely.
Yeah, right?
Yes.
Crazy. So you're the best quarterback in the draft. Who do you pattern your game? Like, who would you compare your game to?
I would say I'm a mix of Deion Sanders, Darrell Revis.
Damn.
Jalen Ramsey.
Jesus Christ. Anymore? I mean,
nah,
that will make you the best quarterback in the history of the NFL.
Look. I'm going to develop into that. I'm going to develop into that. Right. I'm definitely going to develop into
definitely
that.
Definitely not lacking confidence.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I'm a Jets fan. We don't need a quarterback, and yet I still want you. Yeah. Like,
I'm going to develop into the best corner in the NFL. Definitely. Same way I did in college. But I would say the reason why I say all three of those is because the attributes that come with them. So Deion Sanders, flashy. That's me, like crowd favorite.
Yes.
You coming to the game, you're going to
say, I like
say,
you, man.
I don't know what's going to happen today, right. But I know Terion is going to do something amazing.
I love it.
Darrell Revis, shutdown mentality. No safety help, physical.
Right.
And then he's stronger than it may appear. Man, really? I feel like that's the same with me. Like, I'm a strong dude, but I don't think people really understand, like, how strong I am until I get my hands on you.
Right.
Or until, like, you really get in the game, and it doesn't matter who you are. Like, I don't think. Like, if I'm getting ready to go in and make a tackle, I just go black. Like, for real. You got to be like that.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
You just go black.
Yeah, like, I'll give you an example. Like, the Kentucky game, I saw their running back. I said, I saw him hit somebody on film, and I was like, golly. I was like, man, I don't know if I'm going to hit him. But then, in the game versus Kentucky, boom. Like, and you just don't think.
It's funny you brought that up because we have asked guys who go to Alabama, who have went to Alabama, how much would I have to pay you if I gave Derrick Henry a 20-yard head start so he gets a full head of steam? How much would I have to pay you to meet him head on and tackle him?
In a game or like just
in general? Just no, you're out in the field and he's like, let's do this. I'll give you $5 million if you tackle me.
I'm doing it.
You're doing it? Yeah. Really?
Nah, I would do it for less.
How many guys have said no to that?
Yeah.
A lot of guys.
Well, I'm pretty sure those guys have already established themselves and they got money.
That's a good point. Yes. That's a good point.
Yeah, I'm doing it.
Saban. So we've asked Jalen Hurts this. We've asked other guys who have gone to Alabama. Have you been to the house? Have you been on the boat? Has he tried to throw you off the boat?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Did he throw you off the boat?
Yes, he did.
He got you?
Yeah.
Can you paint that picture for us? What is happening? Why is he trying to hurt his own players?
When we were on, this was freshman year.
Yeah.
So as far as Lake Day, we go out there, and it's actually like pros and cons to this. So when we went out there, in my head, I'm thinking like, man, I'm going to just show him a dog. I got that mentality. This ain't going to happen.
Right.
So then when we get out there, he says, Terion Kool-Aid, you on my boat. So automatically, we like, okay, we see what he's talking about. And then when I went out there, they call it tubing. So we ride in the tube or whatever. He gets to kind of flow in the boat. I'm like, okay, this ain't really nothing. This is the first time I ever did it in my life. So then he kind of just get to picking it up.
Right.
And then one time, like, it picked up. So I skipped in the air. And now I'm holding on as I'm basically floating in the air. Then I'm like, okay, I got it. And then, man, he cut the boat the other way. So you got to think of your body flowing this way. And then the next way, your body flow this way. So when you're flowing this way, you're holding on like this. So as I'm holding on, right. I jump over my teammate. And then my tube turned in the air. So now I'm hanging on backwards while my teammate underneath me. And as it's still pulling, I try to turn my body over, but I had to let go. And actually, when I let go, like, I felt like my AC joint almost like popped.
What's
like,
the matter with him?
Yeah. Yep. And then, like, when he came back, he was like, I just let chuckle.
Wait, I want to see that again. Your big
like,
Saban laugh.
Yeah, he was like,
is that how he laughs?
That's how he laughs.
Have you ever seen him just like full out just laugh? Like, actually,
nah.
No?
Mm-mm.
He doesn't do that.
Mm-mm.
He's too
like,
serious.
Yeah, it'll be like,
I don't think he's going to enjoy retirement. I got to be honest with you.
Oh, no. I would say he's enjoying it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, he loves football and stuff.
Right.
But as far as enjoying retirement, when I see him at the basketball game, he looked younger than he ever looked.
That's a good point.
What would you say is his throw-off percentage? How many players get on the tube and then leave because he threw them off?
I'm going to be real with you, man. Probably 96%.
You ever see somebody stay on?
No.
I mean, Hurts or Tua got thrown off. They both told me they got thrown off.
But this year, Caleb Downs, he told me that he stayed on. So I don't know. But I wasn't there. But I mean, Caleb doesn't lie. So
when you go back for a second ride, you've learned your lesson. You know
I
what
went
to
back
do.
For a second ride. Miss Terry was the one driving the boat.
What's your relationship like with Miss Terry?
Man, the second to none.
Right.
Miss Terry, as far as just life advice and just being a shoulder that you can lean on or just someone you can talk to. I mean, she's there.
Yep. You have the suit picked out for tomorrow night or what?
You know I do.
Yeah?
You know I do.
You want to give us a little preview or what do you think?
I'm going to be fresh. Probably the best dress.
Yeah. That's stressed, huh?
Yeah, when you see this smile, just know I'm trim.
You're good, dude. Like, I don't care if you're good at the NFL. You're good at this. Yeah, you know you are.
Yeah, man. I'm an actor.
Come on, man. Who's the best wide receiver you faced this year?
Jermaine Bergen.
Really?
Practice one-on-ones. If y'all can see that tape.
Right.
Legendary.
Really?
Really.
He's the best wide receiver you faced?
Yes.
Okay. Are you the best player in the draft?
Yes.
I love you, man. Jets, take it.
Take yourself out of it. Who's the best defensive player in the draft? Yourself not included.
So who's the second best?
Yes.
Dallas Turner.
Why?
It's mindset. Like Dallas. T. All I need is 2 seconds.
We're going to talk to him in a few minutes. Is he going to say you?
Yes.
He better.
He's probably going to say him.
Yeah. if he don't say him, then it's a problem.
Does Dallas think he's the best player in the draft?
He definitely should think that. I hope he does.
Wait, when you guys played J.J. McCarthy, did anything about that game suggest, hey, that guy's a top 10 pick?
Just his poise.
Really?
Yeah.
So you saw something there?
Yeah, I saw his poise.
So if someone takes him in the first round, you're not going to be surprised. He's worthy of a first round pick.
Yeah. He's a good dude, too.
Yeah.
I feel like he has a lot of characteristics that come off the field as far as leadership. And then he's a system guy.
Right.
So whoever takes him, the right system, he'll buy into it, fit the system, fit the script. Yeah.
Did Florida State come out? You're from Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
I asked you this before we started taping here. Did Florida State come after you coming out of high school?
You know they did.
So why didn't you go there?
Willie Taggart had just got fired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wanted to go there.
So if Taggart's there, you're there?
I would have committed.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm on that hometown hero type vibes.
Right. That's what I was thinking, right?
Yeah.
Like you probably grew up wanting to play for Florida State your entire life, correct?
My whole life.
So what did Saban come? Like, what was Saban's pitch when he came in? And was it just Taggart left?
Nah, not at all.
No.
Said if you want to develop into a great player, why don't you want to come with the best?
Right.
Compete against the best.
Right.
Said learn from the best.
Mm-hmm.
Win with the best.
And you did it.
Exactly.
Here you are, man. Best player in the draft. I think you might be the best player. You're certainly the most confident player in this draft.
I play corner.
I think the Bears should take you over Caleb Williams. What do you think?
No.
When you're the best player in the draft, what do you mean? No, you don't like Chicago. You don't like Chicago.
Some things it's just about fit.
They have the ninth pick. That's a good point. They have two.
Yeah, they tell me what the ninth pick. Hey. Yeah.
Listen, I hope you have a long career, but when it's over, okay, get in front of a camera, grab a microphone. You'll make a lot of money doing this because you're excellent at it.
I'm gonna film a movie.
Are you really? What's your favorite movie?
That's a tough one, man.
Ooh. You like writing though, right?
Yeah. Probably. probably ATL with T.I.
I have no idea. I've never seen that movie.
What about Friday?
Oh, Friday's good. Okay. Friday's good. Friday is something I got. Yeah.
What about Love and Basketball?
Mm. Never saw it.
Remember the Titans?
Excellent.
The Longest Yard.
Here's the problem with Remember the Titans. That play at the end of the game, that never happens.
Yeah,
I mean, that's bullshit. Like, you ruined a good movie, man.
You're right. No, you're right.
Right? With that last play.
You're right.
That was bullshit. It's like I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen. Greatest movie I've ever seen.
And then you just look like. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like in the game, like. Point the picture almost like the Auburn game.
Right.
But let's just be real. Like, okay, 4th and 31, they're looking at us. They're like, you got all the fans. Man, did y'all think they were going to win? Yeah, we knew. Man, it was 4th and 31. No, you did. No, you did not. No, you did not.
Imagine Saban falling for that play.
Oh, man. Hey, man, as they would say, I'm just happy I was on that side because, oh, man. Like, being on the other end of that?
Yeah.
Whew.
So what do you like doing most when you're not playing football?
I like to fish.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Biggest fish you've caught.
I'm going to be real with you. I just started fishing like 2 weeks ago.
Did you really?
But I had a little down. Like, you just said what I like to do.
I'm like today it's fishing. Tomorrow might be something else.
Yeah.
How excited are you for what's about to happen to you? Like, you've been thinking about this. You've been dreaming about it. I'm certain since you were a kid. How excited are you?
I'm very excited, man. I would say I'm just ready to compete.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I've established myself in college, but when you establish yourself in the NFL, it's a whole different ball game.
Right.
I want to be able to look at you and say, I'm the best at what I do in the world.
Excellent, man. I'm happy for you. It's an exciting time. You have family in town?
Yes.
Yep. Everyone excited?
Yes.
Yep. They're all invited?
Yes.
How many tickets did you need to get?
Oof. Green room, you only get 9, but other than that.
Ooh. Did you have tough decisions to make?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Who was the 10th?
Oh, nah, they didn't come.
Oh, man.
I couldn't decide between that.
But someone in the family's pissed off. Yeah. They know they were.
No, but they got a theater ticket, though.
Okay, good. All right, good. All right, we appreciate this, man. We know it's a busy time and also an exciting time for you. But one more time on the way out here, tell us what you're doing with Old Spice.
But Lil Spice, like I said before, man, partnering with them as far as they partner with Big Brothers, just about giving back to the community and then just giving kids and allowing kids to believe in themselves. And with their mentorship program, just giving back to the kids that once were me.
That is awesome. Best player in the draft, according to him. And I'm not certain he's wrong. Certainly the most confident player in the draft and very entertaining. We appreciate it, man. Good luck. All right.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Dallas Turner is with us. He might be the best defensive player in the NFL draft. Well, are you the best defensive player in the NFL draft? Go ahead. Sell yourself, man.
That's what they're saying. It must be true. But so, you know, just blessed and humble to be here. You know, a lot of good defensive players in this draft. So, yeah.
We were laughing right before we started rolling here. We're in the Procter & Gamble house. You're with us on behalf of Old Spice, and we'll get to that in a second. But you had no idea, like myself, that we were going to an actual house today, right?
I didn't know that. It is a little weird. It's different. You know, you gotta adjust to it.
You were upstairs in a bedroom before. I was going to come down because my back is hurting. I was going to lay down with you.
No, not happening.
Dallas, tell us what you're doing with Old Spice, man.
You know, super excited about the NFL draft, you know, and this next step I'm about to take in my football career and in my life. You know, it's a lot about the change, you know, a new city, a new routine, a new place, a new team, you know. But I know, you know, PNG and the boys, you know, and the guys, you know, they got me right with all the essentials I need, you know. More than 50% of the guys, you know, worry about body odor, you know, and just beyond their pitch, you know, from, you know, in other smelly areas and body parts around. But, you know, a rookie doesn't want to be going into the NFL, you know, smelling any type of way.
Right.
So, you know, with the new total body deodorant, you know, it has my back going into this season, you know, with from head to toe.
Right.
Making me feel fresh, you know, 24/7, making me feel all smooth and stuff like that. But, you know, it's going to be a good thing, you know, going into the season, you know, with PNG. So, yeah.
Spray or roll on?
I'm a roll on guy.
Terrion was just on. He said spray. Five sprays.
I'm original, so I don't like the.
Really?
I'm original with it.
Yeah. Mike, can you grab my Old Spice? I have Old Spice here. I want to show you. I just got off the plane. I needed Old Spice. So I have it. I have the roll on, though. It's somewhere in there. Here. Look at this.
There you go. That's the
Aqua Reef, man. You like the Aqua Reef?
That's an OG vintage Old Spice right there.
My wife loves this. Yeah. I mean, what am I doing? But my wife loves this. I mean, she really does. Yes.
Yeah, that's real vintage right there. That's the Old Spice bottle I grew up on.
Look at me endorsing a product. I mean, I just happen to have it in my bag. I had no idea we were endorsing Old Spice today. How excited are you for, you've been dreaming about this your entire life, man. How excited are you?
I'm really excited, but I probably more like expected this
right.
more than
sure
more surprised than anything. But you know, I'm definitely excited and blessed, you know, just for it to finally be here. But, you know, it's a lot of investment, time,
yes,
blood, sweat, and tears put into this, and so you know, it's just having a good family fan base and you know, just support system I have at home. You know, it's just. Everything just falling into fruition right now. So just embracing everything, you know, and just being real humble about it, you know, just being a sponge too. So, yeah.
Very cool. And you're a hometown kid from Fort Lauderdale. That's where our show is based out of. Mm-hmm. You didn't listen to me and Dan growing up, did you?
Nah.
Never?
Nah. Probably my dad might have caught you, but I grew up on the Ox Club. I wouldn't listen to the radio right now. Bro.
How many family members do you have here?
Oh, man, probably like 12 and counting.
I was going to try to sneak my way into your room. I was thinking maybe. Maybe I'd be the guy who answers the phone. You know? No, not happening.
Nah, I mean,
you got an extra spot or what?
I'll let you know.
Come on, 954, man.
The
spot of subs.
I got you.
What's your go-to sub? You're laughing because you know the spot is.
I'm playing, so I like to go. I might throw a little turkey.
Yeah.
Provolone cheese, bell pepper, spinach, lettuce.
Damn.
Honey mustard.
Yeah.
And if I'm feeling a little special, I might just go to Publix and just get me a chicken tender sub.
Oh, those are the best. Yeah. little melted cheese.
Pub sub's gonna do it, though.
Public sub's.
Nah, ain't nothing like a pub sub, though.
It's the best. Yeah. There's nothing like a stroll around Publix. It's very cathartic, right?
I grew up on Publix. So
I know, we both did. Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know how, like, Publix, you have a dinner. Like, they have, food. Like, the fried chicken with the all the side. Like, I grew up eating that. So, like, I grew up on that.
Those little chicken poppers.
all that used to be good. So, yeah. So, I used to, the fried chicken to the potato salad. Macaroni and cheese to the fries. I used to be on that bad. To the wine rolls, too. I had a real wine
roll. How good was Jaden Dan? You played against him this year. You guys beat him, obviously. How good is he, though?
Hey, man. The first game when I first played him, I'll never forget how I looked up and how sick he had me. Right. And he had did some read option that had ran. Like, he made me feel like, he made me feel sorry. Like, he made me feel bad.
Really?
Yeah, he ran some type of read option, but he didn't really run past me. Like, it's like he ran behind me. Like, it's like he ran around me.
Right.
And still scored. And then, like, it was just like that dude's special. And then just seeing, like, the arm on him, too. Like, a lot of people sleep on his arm because of how fast and athletic he is. But,
right.
He could give you 350 through the air and 250 on the ground.
Incredible.
In one game. So, like,
you're a world class athlete, and he made you feel like that?
Nah, real. Like, he's a different type of specimen. I ain't gonna lie to you, from a quarterback too. Like, but right. He's a quarterback at the end of the day. So, like, imagine having to worry about both. Like,
yeah.
His arm, him dying you up and slicing your defense up, and him just running right past you.
You didn't feel that way about JJ McCarthy, though, did you?
No. Like, we lost and stuff like that. Yeah, but, like, no, JJ.
I just tried to bait you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, shout out JJ. No, JJ a real good quarterback. He a real orchestrator. They two different quarterbacks, though. But JJ, he's athletic too, though. Don't sleep on him.
But you're not gonna be surprised if Jaden turns out to be better than Caleb Williams, are you? Just based on what you just told me.
I know. I played against both of them too. So I played against Caleb in high school.
Wow.
And I played against Jaden Daniels in college.
So how do they match up?
The high school Caleb Williams kind of did the same thing as the college Jaden Daniels.
It's
like they two different quarterbacks, but, like,
right.
Caleb Williams is fast.
Right.
And strong. And a lot of people don't know that.
Yes.
And he got a strong arm too. He's out there. Both of them are great leaders and quarterbacks, and they lead their offensive wins and stuff like that. But, like, now they very good quarterbacks, and they both have very similarities where, like, they can run and throw the ball. So that's scary.
Right.
But yeah, they both really good quarterbacks. I ain't gonna lie to you, though. But I'll never forget when I played Caleb. He probably don't remember that, but I played Caleb Williams and Olu Fashanu in high school. And we went up to DC and
you might want to remind him when you sack him next time, right?
We had left on the plane crying, so I say that. So,
why were you crying?
Man, we long with me.
What was the score?
BTA, you know, but now it was probably like 35-14 or something like that. Like, man,
you know how much you have accomplished since that game, man? You're still thinking about it.
Definitely a lot for sure. Like, it was one of them L's that, like, cause I grew up, like, well, I wouldn't say grew up, but, like, in high school, like, I was always looked upon as, like, the leaders and, like, one of, like, the figures in the locker room. So, like, it's rare that my team ever lost. So when we lost, like, who we looking at? But it was all good. You know, I just got to take it to accountability. You know, just take that. It was a different style of football too, though.
Right.
From DC compared to South Florida, I'd definitely say it was a different style of football. And so,
how was it different?
I'll say their front seven, like, they had an offensive line. We didn't. Right. We didn't have an offensive line.
No,
we had speed, but, like, they had an offensive line. Like,
right.
Like, he had Penn State, Ohio State, Northwestern, like, Big Ten schools. It's some of these schools, and then you got the skilled dudes on our team and stuff like that. And then, like, the culture itself from, like, where we was playing at, we was playing between skyscrapers and stuff. Like, we're not used to this. And then you got a whole crowd with – it's all boys school too. So, you know, you got they over there and no shirt off and waving the shirt and they throwing the purple stuff in the air and stuff. So it was just a different environment for real. But, you know, it was good. It was good to compete still regardless.
Were you surprised that Nick Saban retired?
I would, but I wasn't at the same time.
I mean, same answer. We just got
to
tell
you. I wasn't, though. Because, like, you know, it's like people talk about it all the time, you know, like, and he's getting a little older in age. And so, you know, like, I just kind of had to put myself in his shoes in a little minute, even though you can't.
Right.
But, like, I tried. So, like, I knew he was old when I came in and stuff. So, back in my mind, all right, like, he can retire any minute. So just keep that in your head. And then,
if he stayed, would you stay?
And I was going to regret
it. You were leaving anyways, right?
Yeah, but
I mean, the best defensive player in the draft.
I mean, that's what they're saying, yeah.
No, I'm saying it.
Appreciate you.
Darian said you're the second best player. Second best defensive player in the draft. That's what he said. Behind him, yes.
I mean, no, he's supposed to be that way for sure. He's definitely
so I'll ask you, who's the second best defensive player in the draft?
If Therrien said me,
then I'm the no, you should say Therrien, man.
I ain't going to do a dog like that. But
he did you like that.
But he does.
That's him, though, right? Is, so. You're nicer than he is.
Yeah, I'm a cool dude.
Tallahassee guys, man.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what it was, though.
Saban ever take you out of the boat?
Yeah, twice.
Jesus Christ, man.
Twice.
Really?
Yeah, so if you're a freshman, like if it's your freshman year, your first year there.
Right.
The day before fall camp, like the day before the first official day of fall camp, he take you on a boat. It's a setup. Like you good time, you tired on the water and stuff on the raft, or whatever. And then next day you're first day of fall camp and now you're in there sore from being in the water all day. And then he took some of the leaders and some of like the captains to his house and then a boat, and we had like a little captain thing. It was off. It was kind of the same, similar structure. So.
But he threw you off, right?
Nah, he ain't never threw me off.
Yeah, you stayed on?
Nah, he threw me off one time.
Jalen Hurts said he got thrown off. He told me that.
Right? He threw me off bad. It wasn't like he threw me off.
This will never get old to me, man.
It wasn't like he threw me off. It was like, all right, I'm getting tired of trying to keep up on this raft. I'm just gonna just let go.
Right.
If he do something a little extra, right. I'm like, oh, just set because I'm tired now. But like, now he let me draw the ball a couple times too.
Did he really?
Yeah, he let me draw the ball. So yeah, so I had to. So little how Florida boys drive the boat, you know. But so yeah, but it was a good time, you know, being underwater with him.
He's sneaky funny, right? Like he's a real sneaky funny. Is he?
It's like you know when he's trying to be funny. But in my opinion, I feel like Coach Saban is the most funny is when he's dead serious.
Really?
That's when he's the most funny. When he be dead serious, he be dead serious. Like, you ever met it like one of them people, like he's like a person that's so dead serious that it sounds unrealistic?
Yes. That's him?
Yes.
And you're just laughing?
Yeah.
On the inside, though, like, not the outside, right?
It depends.
Both?
Depends what day it is.
What kind of mood he's in?
Depends what year I was in. I'll say that. Depends what year I was in. But he's definitely a character for sure.
Who would you compare your game to?
Man, it's a bunch of people. I watch a lot of different people, though. I can't. For pass versus, I really feel it's just a football player in general. You can't really copies else like somebody else's game. Like you have to pick up bits and pieces of what other people do and then mold it into your own little way.
Right.
So I can tell you the people who I took up pieces. I took up pieces from Daniel Hunter, my boy Will, of course. Like that's a given. But Daniel Hunter.
What piece did you take from Daniel Hunter?
How he sets his moves up. He's not the most athletic or the most fastest guy, but like he sets his moves up the same, like every move.
Sure.
It's different. It's a deep variety in the deep back of moves, but he sets it up all in the same way. And so that's probably – and then his second move, he has a dangerous spin counter. So I pay attention to that a lot. So Daniel Hunter, Khalil Mack, for how his long arm, how physical he plays, and he had 6 sacks in one game.
Like, yes, crazy.
We're doing that. And then I watched a lot of Max Crosby, Max and Micah. For how hard they play and how fast they play. Real, real, real good talented pass rushers. I watch a lot of Nick Bosa just if I want to watch something look perfect, I'm going to watch him. I'll say
that. He's perfect.
I wouldn't say, oh, yeah, Brandon. But he's like, it's just like his unorthodox style of pass rushing is like, he makes it look easy. That's what I'll say. He makes it look easy to the point where it looks perfect. And then, but you can't do what everybody else do, so you just gotta just take bits and pieces and make it your own way and experience for yourself.
Yeah.
And I watched the news about the Dolphins, Van Ginkle, Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips. I like to watch them a lot. They play real fast, play high.
You like the Dolphins, huh?
Between me and you. Dumb Dudes, and then who else did I watch? I watch a little bit of everybody, but it's just don't. I'll probably watch those dudes consistently every week, but I might watch like a team, see how they rest this game, but like, it's really like. Them couple of dudes I watch consistently, though.
How's the suit game looking for the draft?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be spiffy tomorrow, so, you know, I'm going to steeze, so I'm going to have a green suit, gold buttons, a little ice around the wrist, around the neck, around the ears.
You got a watch?
I got a little watch. It's not mine, but I got a watch. It ain't my watch, but I got a watch, though. I say that, yeah.
Are you going to hug the commissioner? Like, what's your strategy
here? I ain't going to do too much. You know, you got to respect the person right there. I ain't going to run into him.
Tackle him, man.
Yeah,
go ahead. Who cares? What is he going to do?
I'm going to give him a little dap.
Right.
I should have talked to him today because he was at the camp we had today, the community service, and I really should have. He should have came with a handshake then, so right. We prepared.
You wanted to rehearse the handshake.
If I catch him in person, I'm gonna have to run it back.
Yeah. Who's the quarterback in the NFL? The current quarterback in the NFL you are most looking forward to sacking?
I want to catch Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I want to catch Pat Mahomes.
Although it wouldn't be a bad thing to be on his team, right?
Oh yeah, it would be a blessing for sure. Either Pat Mahomes, Lamar,
right,
and Bryce.
Yeah, I want to get Bryce. Why? Poor Bryce, man.
I didn't get Bryce in a little minute. Well, I never got Bryce, actually. It's not in a little minute. I never got him in my life.
Bryce needs help, man. He doesn't need his friend sacking him.
Somebody got to get on my chest real quick. You know, all the times he has shook me in practice, and all the times he did me wrong in practice, and scoring for 2 minutes and made me feel like belittle myself as a football player.
Wait, did you feel bad for Bryce this past season?
Oh, yes. I mean, I wish
you know how good he is, right?
I felt it's just because, like, from what he was at to where he went to, that's probably right. Where I probably felt a little more bad. Like,
sure.
And how people are trying to, like, slander his name, like, because he was all the pressure and stuff. But, right. Like, Bryce is a warrior. He's going to bounce back regardless. So, like, no matter what he hears.
Bryce is going to be great.
Yes.
And they're comparing him to C.J. Yeah. Stroud. That's the other unfortunate thing that happened to him,
like,
right?
They had two different organizations,
put,
two different.
What like, Bryce yeah. on the Texans? Same results?
I mean, sure, like, time will tell. You know, I can't really say that, but they real both good quarterbacks and they're there for where they at now. But, like, you know, everybody paid different, though. You know, C.J. Right. C.J. came in with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
Started off strong.
Right.
Bryce came in, it was a little troublesome for me, but you know, it's all a journey at the end of the day. But you know, I got a chance to be around both of those dudes. You know, me and CJ got a chance to meet and talk during the off season. I mean, during my pre-draft
right.
stuff and pre-combine stuff in LA, but real good people for sure, real good leaders, I'll say that. And,
if Jaden made you feel the way he made you feel, you know what Lamar Jackson might do? I mean, just be careful with that one.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, them dudes, from what I've seen, it might be comparable, though. I ain't gonna lie.
I know.
Like, Jaden make it look silly. I ain't gonna lie to you. I seen him do it. So, but like Lamar like that too. But it's, yeah. that's a good comparison, actually. I ain't gonna lie. I never thought about that.
You want Mahomes though, huh? That's the guy.
Yeah, that's the
hey, if you're not gonna play with him, you wanna take his head off.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like, have you imagined that? Have you dreamed about that?
I only dream about it. Like if I was playing him that week. If I play the Chiefs
right.
on Saturday.
Yes.
I'm eating, sleeping, dreaming about him. Like,
really?
And the whole team. Like, yeah, like.
But my yeah. God, some team's going to be so lucky to get you, man.
Yeah, so.
The Jets, maybe? Dolphins, perhaps? You hate the Jets, right?
No.
You're from Fort Lauderdale. Come
nah,
on.
I never agree with Dolphins.
I hate the Jets. I'm from New York, and I'm a Jets fan.
I had a cousin that played for the Jets growing up. But I was never.
Wait, what'd you say?
I had a cousin that played for the Jets growing
Who?
Up.
Who?
Well, his name was Wallace Wright.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah. Came out. It was. I was younger. Though. I was like 2000. It was like 2007, right. 2006. But yeah. Though, and then yeah. So I never grew up an NFL fan favoring a certain team, but like I watched players.
Sure.
I'll say that. But like I was probably. I ain't gonna lie. Like in middle school, I started to be a Jacksonville Jaguars fan a little bit.
Really?
Middle school. Yeah. When they had that playoff run.
That little run.
Yeah. Like that season.
Right. And the Dolphins were bad again. And yeah.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Dolphins, yeah, they weren't good since 2000.
Since Marino.
Since Marino. Yeah. Since the 70s. 80, whatever.
It's been a minute. Yeah. Oh, they're good now, though. They got your boy, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They got all the right pieces down there for sure. Yeah. Miami. But yeah, they got.
Have you thought about what you're going to say to Mahomes after you sack him?
I don't know how
or nothing.
NFL. I don't think it's more respect than anything. So like, you know who he is. Like, why would you?
Right.
You know, if he ain't coming at you crazy like that, you know, there's no need for you.
Right.
Like, yeah, but it's, at the end of the day, like, you know, we all it's respect. We all professionals in what we do, trying to provide for our families and make a name for ourselves in this league. But it's all respect, though. You know, I play with Pat Mahomes and Madden, so like,
right.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Like, yeah, I know who that is.
He's
right.
Very respected. So like, you know, the same with Lamar. I might hit Lamar up if I ever get second.
Sure.
So yeah.
How and we'll get you out of here in a second. We appreciate it. How important has your family been throughout this entire process? I'm saying going all the way back.
Yeah, they just always been there.
Yeah,
I can say that consistently. Always been there to support. So without them, you know, a lot of stuff wouldn't be possible. Especially my parents. But, you know, just blessed to have and thankful and grateful to have the two parents I have in the household I live in. So yeah, you know, they've molded two great young men, Dallas and Denver Turner. And so So yeah.
Was there this much Old Spice and Tide and you know, other products around the house? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, there was some Tide for sure. There was some Tide.
Right.
Yeah, some Old Spices
Tide
in
pods,
there.
Pods, right.
Yeah, some Old Spices in there. And not a Gillette, but like definitely Tide and Old Spice for sure.
All right, we appreciate it, man. Good luck to you. Have a great time,
sir,
man.
I appreciate you.
It's very cool to see all your guys' dreams come true. One more time on the way out here, tell the listeners what you're doing with Old Spice.
Hey, super excited, you know, to go into this journey with the NFL, with Old Spice, you know, new team, new home, new place, new environment. But, you know, I know P&G has all the essentials, you know, for me to have my back and have me ready for whatever. And so, you know, more than 50% of the guys worry about the body odor and stuff. So, you know, if you one of those 50% of the guys, you know, you need to go to the store and get you some. The total body deodorant that Old Spice has dropped, you know, it keep you fresh from head to toe for 24/7 hours.
Dallas Turner, you're a good man.
So appreciate you real time.
Good luck to you. Just don't sack Aaron Rodgers, right? Leave that guy alone. Right?
I was training with him.
Were you really?
Yeah, I was training with
him. How's he looking?
Hey, man, Aaron, that dude, I ain't gonna lie.
Is he really?
Yeah, he real cool.
Yeah?
Real cool.
When did you train with him?
I was there before the combine.
Really?
He was out in LA, yeah, so I got a chance to meet him.
How's the Achilles, though? I mean,
oh, no, he looked good. Yeah,
he did?
Looked, he looked good.
Oh,
he looked
man,
good.
I'm he excited. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, out there hooping with us. Yeah. All type of stuff.
He was hooping with you?
Yeah, he's putting up some shots.
He's a good hooper?
Yeah, he's putting up some shots. Yeah, he's a competitor.
Yeah, honestly, are you a good Uber?
Man, I didn't know what sport I wanted to play in college. So I was in the 11th grade. So
how good were you at hoops? What were you averaging? I know.
I could have went either way with it. I'll tell you that.
Really?
Yeah.
Terrion too, I think, right?
Yeah, Terrion hooping, yeah. It was a couple dudes on the team. Terrion can't guard me. Okay. It was a couple dudes on the team. It was a couple dudes on the team that was like me. It's all three of us up here now. Like me, Terrion, and JC. Like we all have basketball backgrounds.
Man,
then you got Kool-Aid who has a real. Kool-Aid could have went to the NBA for it.
Really?
Yeah, but like it's the backgrounds is all basketball. It's all some type of athletic basketball background for sure.
Wow, I don't know how I feel about Aaron playing basketball in the offseason. I looked at him because he's a Jet fan also.
You don't like basketball?
No, I don't like Aaron playing. Uh-huh.
I mean, he played three plays for us. Yeah. I want to see him play football.
Now he was doing a lot more. Like it was like he was in networking though. Like doing.
He was in networking. I know, and that's a good sign. It's a good sign.
It's a weight room, and then it's a gym. Like once you open the door and stuff,
right.
Like,
I wanted a darkness retreat until the season started.
Yeah, that was crazy. I never asked him about that.
Though. You should have. I should have
asked him about
don't
that.
Do one of those, man.
I don't know how that. It looked like he's trying to get it for him. So
well, he tore his Achilles though.
Yeah, he did. I didn't think about that. But yeah.
But everything else has turned out.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. We appreciate it. Good
appreciate
luck.
Appreciate y'all too, man.
Have fun, man. If a family member cancels, I'll be there for you, okay?
All right, appreciate it.
All right.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, we are back in the Procter & Gamble house. Did you think you were coming to a house today, Brian Thomas?
Coming to our house today? Nah, I didn't.
Nah. It's strange, right? We're standing because my back hurts. I don't play in the NFL. I don't play football. I just got in an airplane today. So, and I'm the guy who criticizes you guys when you play soft, right? It's funny how the media is, right? You want to crack my back? What do you think?
I'm good.
Why? Come on, man. I need help. I'm struggling.
I don't want to hurt you. I don't know what I'm doing.
You haven't fun this week?
Yes, sir. It's been pretty fun.
Yeah? What have you been getting into? The great thing about Detroit is there's not a lot to get into.
Got in last night. Had a little chill with a couple players that's here this morning. The same thing. Went to a couple more events. Did some things with the kids. So, it's been pretty fun. Yeah.
You're doing some great work with Head and Shoulders. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with them? Tell the audience.
Moving to a new place, new team, new city. They got all the essentials help me stay ready for anything. Head and Shoulders, wearing a helmet all season, all along, forever. Feel like so you got to keep the scalp clean, stop it from itching and stuff. And hopefully they'll have me, the Head and Shoulders will have me draft day ready. Yep.
You got the suit picked out, or
yeah.
Look at that smile on your face. You know what it is. You like give us something from the suit.
I give you the color. It's like a little tannish. That's all I can give you. There's nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
Nah, just chill.
What's going to be the most expensive thing you're wearing tomorrow night?
Most expensive.
You got a watch or something, right?
My chain.
Your chain?
Yeah, I have to be my chain.
Are you the best wide receiver in the draft?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What makes you better than, I don't know, the other wide receivers in the draft? Why do you think you're give me a 10-second elevator pitch on why team should take you number one overall.
Just me being able to be more versatile, being able to play outside and inside, and being able to everybody's good in their own way on the field, but just being able to pick up like the little things off the field, which will help me be able to play all three positions, help me learn the whole offense.
If I were to ask you, and I'm going to ask you, Mount Rushmore of LSU wide receivers, you would tell me who? It's tough, man. There's so many good ones. I know. There's so many good ones.
You want an order or just?
No, just four. No order. No order. Just four off the top of your head.
No order.
No order.
Justin. Jamar.
Right.
Do I include myself or?
I mean, I would if I were you.
All right. It's Justin, Jamar, Malik, and me.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you laugh when Brian Kelly suddenly turned into Boudreaux with an X, Kelly, when he walked into that gym? Were you laughing? Because I was laughing. It was funny. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, it was funny.
You noticed it. What are you going to miss most about college?
Just being in that atmosphere, being at LSU is crazy. I mean, it's a dream. It was a dream come true for me to being able to play at LSU, being able to do it in front of my home state. So just that feeling.
Who's the best cornerback in this draft?
Best cornerback.
The best cornerback you faced.
Best cornerback by faith probably would have to go with Kool-Aid.
Really?
Yeah.
You were in this house the entire day with Terry on. Did you tell him that?
No.
He wouldn't take that so well.
Well, I didn't go up against Terry on a lot, so I can't really say. So in my opinion, I would have
because to go you drew with the better cornerback is what you're saying.
In my opinion, I would have to go with Kool-Aid.
Is there a particular quarterback? Like, have you dreamt of catching passes from a particular quarterback? Not that you want to go to that team. You're going to be happy anywhere you go. Yeah. But is there a quarterback you would like to catch passes from?
Probably dreamt of as Aaron Rodgers. That was my favorite quarterback growing up. He played on my favorite team growing
up. You're talking to a Jeff fan, man.
So, yeah, I probably have to say Aaron Rodgers.
The two of them right here. That's the guy, huh? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Is there a second place or you just want to go to the Jets?
You didn't say that.
Nope. Said
that. I'm saying it for him. We need a wide receiver. I mean.
Second quarterback. I can't. Just probably Aaron Rodgers. I mean, him being able, he's my favorite quarterback. So I probably go with Aaron Rodgers.
How much will you be thinking about? Because it's such a big moment. You've worked your whole life for this, right? Yeah. You got a ton of family in town. So you're doing this together. That's the feeling, right? It's not just you. It's you and the family. Mm-hmm. How much will you be thinking about them as you're going up on that? You know, you're shaking Goodell's hand. You're giving a big hug. And you finally were drafted. That's an entire family going together, right?
This is a big goal for all of us. Because my parents, they're the ones who was there for me my whole life. They're the ones who helped me get to this point I'm at. So, I mean, it's going to be a big deal for all of us. So I'll be thinking about them a lot.
When did you know that, man, I could do this for a living?
Do this for a living. I would say probably like coming like my first year in college, just going up against other like defenders on the SEC and being able to be successful in my first year, just going up against them. So I would say just being able to go up against those players and be successful, I would say that gave me a lot of confidence and knowing that like these will be like the SEC players are these will be like the SEC players are really considered like the best of the best in college football, in my opinion. So I would say.
So it took playing in college for you to kind of know, hey, I could do this.
Yes, sir.
Particularly against Alabama, I'm guessing. I mean, really, there are all NFL players on that team. Same with your team, by the way.
Yeah, all the teams, really all the SEC teams, all the teams in general, whether it's SEC or not. So, yeah.
What makes Jaden Daniels different?
It's a lot of things. Just him being able to be mobile, him being able to do like a lot of things that he can do within the offense. So I would say that makes it makes him a very good player. And him just being able to spread the ball around throughout the whole offense and stretch the defense so they can't key in on one key thing. I would say that's what makes him great.
Is it crazy to think that he might be better than Caleb Williams? Because I think he might be better than Caleb Williams. I'm just going to say it. You're not saying it. I'm saying it. Is it crazy for me to think that?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's crazy. Everybody got their own opinion. You might feel that he's better. Some people might not. I mean, I wouldn't say it's crazy, though. Yeah.
Which LSU wide receiver do you kind of lean on the most in terms of advice, in terms of, you know, kind of helping you grow, helping you get better as a player?
I would say probably the one I talk to the most would probably have to be Russell Gage, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And what's he tell you?
Just to keep going, stay focused, and just work on the little things to keep you to help you get better. Yeah.
How about Justin?
I haven't never.
But how does that work though with LSU? Because it's so the especially at your position, right? Mm-hmm. So there is so much talent, so many current guys playing in the NFL. Is that like extended out to you guys? Like you can get a hold of them, get advice from them whenever you want, or?
I'm pretty sure you can if like you reach out or something. If somebody reach out or something, but I've never had any conversation with those. So yeah.
What are you most excited about in terms of moving on to the NFL? Besides the money.
Just being able to compete at the highest level.
The money would be the first thing on my list. It's for me, not for you. Right? Yeah, just being money's high up on the list, though, right?
Just being able to compete at the highest level, do what I love on the highest level against the best, what's considered the best players in the world to do this, to play this sport. So that's why I would say just probably being able to compete at the highest level.
What do you like to do when you're not playing football?
Probably
besides shampoo your hair, I mean.
I play a lot of video games. Hanging out with family and friends, really just chilling. Yeah.
What's the go-to video game?
Call of Duty.
Everyone says Call of Duty.
Yeah.
You ever play Breece Hall? Breece Hall sits home all day and plays Call of Duty.
No, I haven't. Yeah.
You haven't? Mm-mm. But you can play guys, right?
Yeah, you can.
So who do you play the most?
So really, you don't even know who you're playing. I know who I play with, but like we're playing like the type of game I play,
right?
You're just playing against like a bunch of random different people, and you might not even know who you're going against.
What else you like to get into? Anything besides video games?
Like I said, hanging with family, friends, hunting a little bit, shopping.
When's the last time you went hunting?
I went in December, I think. Wait, it was either November or December. We had a bye week.
What were you hunting?
Deer.
Really?
Yeah.
You killed a deer?
No, I didn't get the chance to kill a deer.
Were you pissed off?
Yeah.
Are you competitive at everything that you do? Yeah. You were mad at yourself for not getting a deer? How many deers have you killed?
I just started. So
really?
That was my first time going. Yeah, I didn't get to kill.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you get into hunting?
So my friend, he had been trying to get me to go. Him and his dad have been trying to get me to go.
Right.
Since I was like 7. So finally had some free time and went out there.
Right.
And I actually just liked it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. What's the first big purchase you're going to make once you get that that money we were talking about? It's got to be something for family, yeah, right?
It's from my parents, but I don't want to say it right now. I don't know.
Really? You already know what it is, huh?
Yeah.
But you don't want to ruin the surprise? Really? Nah. What are you going to get for yourself then?
For myself?
Yes.
Probably somewhere nice to stay. Probably somewhere nice to stay or
car
or something.
Yeah, car. Yeah. Car. I was thinking of car.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What? A Lamborghini.
I wouldn't go Lamborghini. Nah.
But so you have the whole family. You have a filled room. You're going to have a filled room?
Yes, sir.
You have room for one more? Or I want to be part of the family, man.
Mike, I had to get you. Mike, I had to slide you in there.
Really?
Somewhere. Yeah, I might.
How about I pick up the phone, I answer, I talk to the team, and then I put the phone in your hand. Like, what do you think? Can we do that?
Because
I'm supposed to host a party tomorrow night. I'm telling you right now, I will cancel the goddamn party if I'm allowed to answer the phone for you, okay? I will cancel the entire thing. If you say yes right now, I am canceling the party. Can I do it?
Give you a yes.
A definitive yes? Yes.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
I am telling you, if you get back to me anytime between now and 8 o'clock tomorrow night, I'm in. All right?
I got you.
I'll be there for you. Good luck to you, man. Tell us one more time what you're doing with Head and Shoulders, and we appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, just blessed with this opportunity to be able to move into a new place. They're going to take care of my I feel like they have all the essentials that I need to keep me ready for anything. you know, wearing a helmet all the time, you need to keep your scalp clean and stop it from itching. So, yeah, and then hopefully they're going to have me out there draft day ready.
Do you have a strategy in terms of hugging the commissioner?
Nah.
You're not going in for a hug? Do you have a song? Do you have a song picked out?
Yeah.
What song? Surprise?
Nah. NBA Youngboy, Swag on Point.
I've never heard of that song. I mean, I've asked three guys that same question. I haven't heard of one of those songs. Not a single one. Good luck to you, man. Good luck and congratulations to you.
We appreciate
the time. And I know this is the whole family's involved. It's a very cool moment for you, man. I'm super happy for you, man.
Appreciate you.
You got it, man.
Yep.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Billy, I swear to you, I spent the entire time at the Procter & Gamble house only thinking about you.
Really?
Yes. Mikey A, right?
It's true.
Yeah, I mean,
why?
Billy, because this is the type of house, it's what draft week is all about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think I was going to an actual house. I thought it was a house like inside a convention center, kind of like the Bounty House, remember?
Yeah.
At Radio Roads, right. This was an actual house.
Oh.
Like an Airbnb.
Okay.
And when you walk in, all the decorations, okay, are like Tide Pods, Head and Shoulders, Old Spice products, razors everywhere. Yeah, that's why I was thinking about you.
Billy, if I would have prepared better, I would have never had to pay for laundry or smelling nice ever again.
Yeah.
So how does that work? You can just walk around and kind of grab things?
No, they left them out for us.
They left them out.
Yeah, they left. Bags. Billy, I'm telling you, it was like a CVS in there. I mean, it was amazing.
Like, it's like supermarket sweep. Like, just run through here and grab as much as you can of all these products.
Yes.
How do you get it home?
30 packs of Tide Pods and Bounty paper towels home.
Right. Oh, I don't know. I haven't figured that part out yet. And I grabbed the football and I had all the guys autograph it for me.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It wasn't his football. He shouldn't have done it. They were upset about
it. That's where Billy's happy. He didn't come with me. I got you some Tide Pods, though. I mean,
thank you, Tugats.
No problem.
I need to refresh.
How am I going to bring all that shit home?
I mean, it's weird. I mean, it's great. I'm glad that you got it, but explaining that to TSA is going to be interesting. Like, why do you have 6,000 Tide Pods?
I can see him being strip search going, I'm telling you, it's a house. It's an Airbnb.
Yes. I mean, I grab razors. I haven't shaved in months. For you, Billy. I got them for you.
Thank you.
No problem. It was just like Billy would live in that house. He would love that house.
I'd love to live in that neighborhood, to be honest with you.
They had a golf course right in the backyard.
Wow. Are you coming back or are you going to just stay there?
No, I'm living in that house now. I bought it yesterday. I own the Procter & Gamble house. And I'm leaving all the decorations.
With Tide Pods.
And Old Spice. I love Old Spice.
Yeah.
I really do. Anyway, a lot of fun. So we have our draft party tonight, our watch along tonight. Again, as I said earlier, Jaden Daniels, I think, is the best player in the draft. And the Jets are going to make a splash. I don't know what that means. I just feel like the Jets are going to do something big coming up here tonight. Billy, we are all hoping here, right, that the Dolphins either – we don't want them trading out of the first round. We just want them to trade up in the first round so we can get the hell out of here, right?
In a perfect world, yeah, trade up to like 15, worst case scenario.
Oh, Billy would love if the Jets got the 4, the Dolphins got the 15. Oh my God, nothing would make him happier. Look at him.
I hope the Jets go up to 4, the Dolphins go up to 6. That would be the best.
I want the Jets to ruin Billy's draft day and trade back to like 28.
No. And we'll find out that. We'll find out on Monday who the Jets drafted, and if that's the case.
God bless football, Billy.
God bless football, Mikey.
God bless football.
A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. You know another thing that hasn't changed? Is that it's less filling. So what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975 and we still haven't settled it. And I remember it like it was yesterday, sitting back in my dad's pickup truck, me and my dad, Pappy, it's my granddad, I used to call him, fishing at the pond. I remember Dad and Pappy going back and forth saying, what is it about this new Miller Lite? Is it that it's less filling or is it the great taste? What I wouldn't give to go back to those times. But you know one thing that Miller Lite does? Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/GBF. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Lite Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.